You are going to listen to four young people talking about their experience of attending a job interview. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements, A to J. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1, Vicky.
Well, I knew looking the part was important for a banking job because bankers, as you know, tend to be a pretty conventional looking bunch. So nothing too over the top. My dark suit did nicely, I think. In hindsight, though, I could have done a better job in turning the tables on them and getting them to talk more about my career prospects with them. Anyway, that aside, my one chance to really shine was when they quizzed me about working in stressful situations and meeting urgent deadlines. With my background in the finance sector and also that period that I spent in New York, I certainly had more than enough examples of my people skills and problem-solving skills to give them. And I made sure I explained each scenario very clearly, too. I must have stood out from the crowd, though, because the next day, the hiring manager called to offer me the position.
Speaker 2, Erkan.
I love interviews because I thrive on performing under pressure. My last interview was with a large multinational. Looking back, I probably should have spent a bit more time getting my plans for moving up the career ladder across. I'd done a lot of background reading on the organization, though, checking their annual reports and so on, so that obviously went down well because I've now joined the company. Another thing that the panel seemed to like hearing about was my experience of training the customer service team, something that was assigned to me in my last place of employment. And it was no mean feat due to the legacy of the last guy who'd really mismanaged the whole thing. There was a lot of discontent among the team, so if I ever needed my conflict resolution skills, it was then, I can tell you. The team members got over their fears and can now operate entirely self-sufficiently. I didn't go into a lot of detail about other things, though, like my ability to manage time or my technical ability, and I actually had a lot to say about those too. Oh, well.
Speaker 3, Philippa.
Interviews aren't really my cup of tea. I get so nervous and become quite timid. Anyway, the panel at the last interview I had were great and continually put me at my ease, so anxiety wasn't really an issue at all. Perhaps they sensed my discomfort, or perhaps they noticed me fidgeting in a top and trousers that I shouldn't even have had on. It's a long story, but basically I left my interview outfit on the train, so I had to make do with my casual travel clothes. Hardly interview gear. Anyway, I think I got the job because I ticked a lot of their boxes, especially when it came to what they called international communication. That's where having lived in so many different countries and having proficiency in several languages comes into its own. If only I'd gone into a bit more detail when they asked for examples of my creativity. They also asked me all the usual stuff about where I saw myself in 5 years' time and how I felt about on-the-job training, but I was more than ready for all of that.
Speaker 4, Antonio.
It was tough. It's almost like the interview panel wanted me to fail. The way the managing director worded something about future plans, for example, meant that I completely got the wrong end of the stick and went on about their plans instead of mine. But everything considered, I kept a cool head on my shoulders and answered their questions as best as I could. Well, most of the time, on the odd occasion, I just seemed to freeze for what seemed like ages. I tried hard to establish a good rapport with everyone, and I did my utmost to show that I still had a long way to go in terms of professional development. Nobody warns to someone that thinks they know it all, do they? Anyway, they must have found me likable because I got the job.
Speaker 1, Vicky.
Well, I knew looking the part was important for a banking job because bankers, as you know, tend to be a pretty conventional looking bunch. So nothing too over the top. My dark suit did nicely, I think. In hindsight, though, I could have done a better job in turning the tables on them and getting them to talk more about my career prospects with them. Anyway, that aside, my one chance to really shine was when they quizzed me about working in stressful situations and meeting urgent deadlines. With my background in the finance sector and also that period that I spent in New York, I certainly had more than enough examples of my people skills and problem-solving skills to give them. And I made sure I explained each scenario very clearly, too. I must have stood out from the crowd, though, because the next day, the hiring manager called to offer me the position.
Speaker 2, Erkan.
I love interviews because I thrive on performing under pressure. My last interview was with a large multinational. Looking back, I probably should have spent a bit more time getting my plans for moving up the career ladder across. I'd done a lot of background reading on the organization, though, checking their annual reports and so on, so that obviously went down well because I've now joined the company. Another thing that the panel seemed to like hearing about was my experience of training the customer service team, something that was assigned to me in my last place of employment. And it was no mean feat due to the legacy of the last guy who'd really mismanaged the whole thing. There was a lot of discontent among the team, so if I ever needed my conflict resolution skills, it was then, I can tell you. The team members got over their fears and can now operate entirely self-sufficiently. I didn't go into a lot of detail about other things, though, like my ability to manage time or my technical ability, and I actually had a lot to say about those too. Oh, well.
Speaker 3, Philippa.
Interviews aren't really my cup of tea. I get so nervous and become quite timid. Anyway, the panel at the last interview I had were great and continually put me at my ease, so anxiety wasn't really an issue at all. Perhaps they sensed my discomfort, or perhaps they noticed me fidgeting in a top and trousers that I shouldn't even have had on. It's a long story, but basically I left my interview outfit on the train, so I had to make do with my casual travel clothes. Hardly interview gear. Anyway, I think I got the job because I ticked a lot of their boxes, especially when it came to what they called international communication. That's where having lived in so many different countries and having proficiency in several languages comes into its own. If only I'd gone into a bit more detail when they asked for examples of my creativity. They also asked me all the usual stuff about where I saw myself in 5 years' time and how I felt about on-the-job training, but I was more than ready for all of that.
Speaker 4, Antonio.
It was tough. It's almost like the interview panel wanted me to fail. The way the managing director worded something about future plans, for example, meant that I completely got the wrong end of the stick and went on about their plans instead of mine. But everything considered, I kept a cool head on my shoulders and answered their questions as best as I could. Well, most of the time, on the odd occasion, I just seemed to freeze for what seemed like ages. I tried hard to establish a good rapport with everyone, and I did my utmost to show that I still had a long way to go in terms of professional development. Nobody warns to someone that thinks they know it all, do they? Anyway, they must have found me likable because I got the job.